Now, here we have cause and effect, and a person can get into a state where he's cause and effect simultaneously. That is to say, any effect he starts to cause, he becomes that effect instantly. He said, I think I'll kill him, and he feels like he's dead. Just bing, bing. We've got to have time in order to witness an effect. Now, there's something else. There was a great many things you could learn in this, and one of the things that you could learn from this primarily is that science is dedicating to observing an effect, and we completely forget that it has no other goal. It does not have any other real goal. Once in a while, a scientist is also an idealist, at which time he wants to use his materials to improve man. But a science at large, and particularly when it got over into the field of the mind, was simply a goalless, soulless pursuit, as I've already said in the Auditor's Handbook. And the whole thing of it is just to observe an effect. So these people go around, they observe an effect. You know, they're not really even causing an effect. They just go around observing effect. And they fill notebooks and notebooks and notebooks and notebooks full of effects, 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 effects. And you find out they carry on experiments, not to prove anything, not to do anything, but just to observe an effect. They go around and put a pin in the tail of a rat, and the rat jumps and squeaks, and so they say, ah, and they note it down carefully in the notebook. When you put a pin, they actually put the pin in the end of the rat's tail, and they write it down, because these people can't duplicate. They write it down, and they say, when you put a pin 1 inch from the end of the tail of a rat, he moans. Actually, the rat squeaked. Well, this was an observing effect of the way it's recorded by science. This is so bad that the leading scientist of the day, a fellow by the name of Einstein, Einstein says that all an observer has any right to do is look at a needle. Well, that's all right if he's an observer, but why then does a scientist believe that all he has any right to do is look at a needle? That's the only way you'd ever get anybody to build anything as bad as an atom bomb. You'd only get them to build something bad in an atom bomb if they were incapable of responsibility. And if men were totally incapable of responsibility, if they were just going around observing an effect, why, you'd eventually get them so that they could build an atom bomb. And they would say, well, it isn't my fault, I'm not to blame. Now, the few scientists who did feel badly about this and joined organizations and so forth were promptly fired by the government, some 67 of them. The actual instigators and constructors of the atomic bomb have now, to date, been uniformly fired by the United States government. They had some responsibility. So the government got that out of the road. Now they've got people who just observe effects and everybody's happy, except the American people one of these days. Now, you could take any one of these axioms, by the way, and blow it up considerably and make an awful lot out of it.